Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah.
The hotbed of revolutionary activity
on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Keep the heads ringing.
Wiggy's choice on the Dre, Ken?
Dre's birthday today. Oh. That would be appropriate. Yeah.
How old?
55.
Wow.
Yeah. Dre.
I hope everybody in here has watched The Defiant Ones. Have you seen?
I haven't seen that.
You haven't?
No.
Oh,
I got to check
so
it out.
So good. It was, I think it was HBO a couple years ago. Did Curtis? I see
there's no way.
Sorry, I was just going to say you guys forgot about Dre.
Yeah. Listen, that's my line.
You're asking the wrong person. There is no way that Curtis or Ken has even, I don't even know if they know who Dr. Dre is.
I knew this was from the Friday soundtrack.
He did. I'll confirm that.
It's really good. If you haven't seen that documentary, it is. Man. You go home and watch it today.
I'm going to check that. I'm definitely going to check it out.
Before your nap, go home and watch it.
You ever see the Straight Outta Compton movie?
Yes.
Man.
Fantastic.
I like anything with Dre, man.
Fantastic. There's some breaking news on the two Lamborghinis that were stolen overnight from Herb Chambers in Wayland. They got into an accident together while being chased by police. That was in Medford, Danielle?
Malden. Yeah.
So both of them were over $200,000, the Lambo SUVs. They were stolen, I think, around 3 a.m.
Oh, what a heartbreaking image this is.
Yeah. And so the two of them, while the cops were chasing them, the two of them collided with each other. And so now they're... I'm sure the insurance, Herb probably has good insurance on that.
I would think so.
Yeah. I would guess. Yeah. Well, they probably had fun while they were racing them, right?
Probably didn't take them all that long to get from Wayland to Malden.
Yeah.
Well, you knew that was going to happen, right? I mean, let's be honest. You knew they were going to steal them, and it was all about joyriding and maybe showing up to the neighborhood like, look, I just got the new Lambo, and then the cops come and they kick the chase and they wreck them.
Yeah. This is Nick from Weymouth. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, how you guys doing? By the way, speaking of movies, you mentioned, has anyone seen Knives Out? Did you like it?
I haven't seen it, but I heard really good things about it. I think Ken
saw it.
Yeah,
I saw it in the theater. Very good.
Very good.
Yeah, good whodunit stuff. Okay, the Brady, throwing him in, same team, same weapons as, as Mahomes. Okay, there's no way Brady would have done anything that Mahomes accomplished in the playoffs. He came behind every time, right? He ran important runs when he had to. Brady could never do that. And here's the thing with Brady and a team like that. He'd be so out of time with the speedy receivers and backs that he has, they would probably have to change their passing system to look like what they do now in the Patriots, because his reaction time would be so off, he wouldn't be able to make the connections downfield. That's my opinion. Love the guy, but his reaction time is going, as it does with everybody. I don't care how pliable you are. Your brain ain't pliable, okay? And your brain connections to the rest of your body are not pliable.
So, Nick,
my opinion. But like I said, he could not have done what Mahomes did in the playoffs.
So you would
think
not,
about that. Thank you.
Nick.
Yeah.
You wouldn't give him 2 years then?
I would give him one with a lot of money.
One with a lot of money.
He could, Brady's Brady, in Nick's words, Brady's not the type of quarterback to come from behind when they're down by a lot, like Mahomes did. So Nick clearly didn't see the Atlanta Super Bowl. I think he missed that one.
Yeah, but Brady in that Super Bowl with you, thank you for bringing that up. Brady was the best I've ever seen a quarterback play, ever. Do you think he could do that again?
I think Brady could do what he did in the Philadelphia Super Bowl.
No, I just, why?
Yeah.
Just answer that.
Yeah, yes, I think he could.
That's
could he
crazy,
go out there,
Wiggy.
Could he go out there and throw for 400 yards if you have the people around him? Yes, if he was in Mahomes' offense, I think he could throw for 500 yards and three touchdowns like he did against the Philadelphia Eagles in the
Super
Bowl.
But can they give him the money that he wants and get the people around him?
Yes. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
How? Look at all the people they have to re-sign just to keep the team intact from last year.
No, all they got to do, they give him the money. Let's call it because $24 million plus the $30 million. So the $30 million that he'd get, then they would just have to restructure some guys. You restructure Marcus Cannon. You restructure Shaq Mason. Tooney, you're not going to re-sign. You're not going to re-sign Kyle Van Noy. Yes, don't ever fall into that belief that a team can't do nothing because of the salary cap. That's the biggest joke out there. They can do it. They can get pieces. All they got to do is restructure some things.
Well, the Red Sox had to let poor Mookie go.
But they didn't have to let him go. They could have paid him.
Because of CBT.
But they could have paid him, right?
Just dumped that. It was a baseball trade.
And, you know, some people, Greg, you should remind them every hour that there are tickets available. Not every game is sold out. I know all the media has been all over that.
If they wanted Mookie Betts, they could have kept him. The same way the Patriots could keep Tom Brady if they want him bad enough.
I think the thing with the Raiders story is that the number is now $30 million for Tom Brady.
Yeah, but we know that, though.
No, you've been talking about 26, 27. You know, Patriots offer him 26, 27.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that the Patriots, I think he takes that.
He does? When he's sitting looking at the Raiders and 2 years and $60 million?
So two years and let's call it what, $49 million, right? It's $27 million a year. $27 million a year. I'm doing the math right, or what is that? No, that's
$54 million.
Excuse me.
$54 million.
So 2 years and $54 million, right? You don't think Brady takes that?
What? Why would he when there's 2 years and $60 million sitting out there?
So then, is it all about the money for Brady?
I think, as we've discussed 4 billion times, the money equals respect. As so does
is
the
$6 million
as
enough does, of a difference right. to tip that?
I don't know
if $6 million is.
Right. You're not like you're saying, well, the Patriots are offering him 2 years and $40 million.
Right.
And,
versus $60 million.
Right.
It's a difference of like 10%.
Bucks. What's the big deal?
But in comparison to the two numbers, it's not that big. It's when not that huge of an increase.
No, especially when you're talking about what Brady is. It's not. Danielle's 100% right. It's not that big of an. It's. Is the money more important for me to take the $6 million, mm-hmm. or do I want to play for the team I've been playing with for 20 years? What's more important?
Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
So I was commenting on what Nick said, how yes. Tom Brady isn't a comeback quarterback, or Patrick Mahomes came down from a 21-0 deficit or whatever it is.
Well, Nick's not here, so maybe you're talking about Curtis.
I think he's
the caller, Nick.
Okay, yeah,
he was a funnier.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Yeah, I've been watching Tom Brady since I was 11 years old. I'm now 30, and I've literally watched that man come back from multiple games, and no matter how slow he is, no matter how off his reaction time is, he's still Tom Brady. He's still the greatest quarterback of all time.
Well, Nick missed all those games. Nick missed the fact that, you know, that's one of the things people have said about Brady, is that in the clutch when you're down, his ability to be able to come back from being down. But I think to go back to what we were talking about, and like I said, Danielle brings up a good point, is the $6 million really worth it? Do you believe Brady, somebody who's been with this organization for, you know, 20 plus years, there seems to be a respect that he has for them, would say, okay, I'd rather go to Vegas and play for $30 million because the Pats are only willing to offer me, you know, $27
million. Why isn't it on the Patriots to match it? Brady's made Kraft billions of dollars.
I would agree that I would agree that he deserves $30 million. 2 years, $60 million, I would cut him a check tomorrow.
I think it's more with him about the multi-year deal than it is about the...
Well, that's why I said if it's 2 years and $54 million, if they say to him, hey, Tom, here's what we could do for you, you think he goes to Oakland because they're offering him 2 years and $60 million?
Probably not. Hello, Jerry?
Good morning.
What's up, Jerry?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, boys. Ladies,
hello.
How's everyone?
Excellent.
How are
you? Excellent. What's up, Jerry?
So Greg, thank you. Greg, you're making an argument that I think has some validity, but let's shift it a little bit.
Yes.
Money equals respect, right?
Sure.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. I think everybody has said that money's not the most important thing to Tom because he's got a ton, and he has demonstrated in the past his willingness to surrender some money for tools.
Yep.
Right? Can we not say that by surrendering $5 or $6 million, which for him is not a lot of money, I can't believe I'm saying that, but for him is not a lot of money, and in doing so, he earns himself another divisional title, another chance at a championship, and possibly another championship. Have we not at least, can we not call it even? Is that not a push?
I gave up
$6 million, but I just don't go home with another title.
I think this year became different for him because I think he wanted a multi-year deal at the start of this season, and I think he was wildly offended that he didn't get it.
So if they,
I think he was pissed off about
if
that.
If they offer him 2 years, $54 million, and we're just using the...
That's okay, then.
Is that respectful, right?
And they're able to get him some weapons, yes.
Right. So yes. What would you say is a respectful... multi-year deal.
I think you're at 2 years, $54 million. If the Raiders are going to offer 2 years and 60, and by the way, they're probably not the only team that's going to do that.
Which I'd agree with.
Then I think maybe 2 years, $54 million, and some weapons is enough to keep him here.
Well, do you guys think Belichick is going to actually do that? Two years, $54 million?
Not according to Giardi, he's not.
I mean, there's no chance.
There's a chance that Robert Kraft says that's what we're going to do, right?
And then what does Belichick do if that happens?
Okay, so if Bill doesn't do that, right?
Yeah.
And we all think that Bill's the greatest coach out there.
Yes.
So then what's his plan for the next 2 years at quarterback? Is it Stidham?
Maybe.
All right, then you have a team. Then you are now, you're not doing what's best for the team because
now. Giardi said Mariota or Dalton.
Okay, yesterday. So Mariota or Dalton, right? And if you bring in Andy Dalton, add the $13 million, $13 million, that's $30 million.
Well, you just said the cap was no issue, so it doesn't
matter. No, there's $30 million you have invested in your quarterback. So either it's $30 million for Brady or it's $30 million for Andy Dalton.
For Andy Dalton.
For next year.
And Belichick can say, well, I can get out of the next quarterback, I can get the 18th rated passer in the NFL, which is what Brady was last year. I don't agree with that in terms of how Brady will play next year, but that is the science that he'll use to defend the decision.
He might get that, but he won't get the record.
I know we're up against the clock, but real quick, this is Joe. Joe, what's up?
What's going on? Hey. I love you, dude, but listen, I'm a huge Patriots fan, but Brady's not coming back. And I'm going to explain to you why. There's simply just too many variables. You have to bank on the fact that your starting center is going to decide to come and play, even though you may die in the middle of a game next year.
Right.
All right. You have to hope that you can get wide receivers that Tom Brady's a fan of, for that matter, tight ends. You have no consistent running game, which ultimately leads to no real, play action pass opens up things. You have to give Brady money, and you're talking about restructuring contracts for guys like everybody on the team who might need to be restructured. He's just going to be like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. I didn't have plans in my life. you have way too many variables here where Brady can just ultimately say in the end, I want to go to a team that doesn't have as many problems. Yes, I have a lot of things that I don't know. I'm going to have to learn a new system, but I'm the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. I think I can figure it out for the last 2 years of my career.
And okay, but wherever he goes, he's going to have problems unless he goes to Tampa Bay. If he goes to the Raiders, guess what? He has problems because he has no wide receiver to throw it to. They have a good young running back in Josh Jacobs. The tight end had one good year. If you go to the Chargers, maybe you don't have any problems out there because you got Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
All right. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back. Imagine having Bruce Springsteen in your band and he just wants a couple more years and you're not willing to give Bruce Springsteen a couple more years.
I get it, man. He's the boss.
He is the boss.
Gotta make sure it was Bruce Springsteen who's the boss.
Yes, you're right about that. He is the boss. This is Jeff from New Jersey. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys, everybody. How you doing today?
Good morning.
Listen, lifelong Raider fan, now Las Vegas Raiders. I've been listening to you guys every day.
Yes.
I bypass New York radio for you guys. I'm addicted.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. This is as a Raider fan, I want him desperately, like beyond belief. So let me declare that.
Okay.
Secondly, I don't think we're going to get him. I think he's going to end up staying. But I think it makes a lot of sense for him to move on because in life, nothing lasts forever. the legacy of Brady and Belichick and the Patriots is cemented for life. Does it really matter if he goes to the Raiders or the Titans, or God forbid the Chargers, and I don't know, they get to the playoffs, and but they don't win a Super Bowl? I mean, what happens to his legacy? And what happens to the Patriots' legacy? We know that you have to move on from Tom at some point. I mean, whether it's this year, next year.
But,
so maybe this is the time for it to just 20 years, nice and neat, 9 Super Bowls, 6 titles, move on.
Here's what happens to the legacy. It's Bill's legacy. Because you got to have a contingency plan. Because guess what? With no Brady next year, you know where you won't be? Where Brady will be? He'll be in the playoffs if he goes to the Raiders, and you'll be at home. Because you're not making the postseason.
Wiggy, if you ask Bill, his contingency plan was in the Super Bowl last year and Jimmy Garoppolo, and he was forced to trade him.
Yeah, but guess what? It worked out good for Bill because he traded Garoppolo and you won a Super Bowl.
I know, but I'm saying that that would be his retort to that, is that he had someone and they forced him to trade him.
Bill? It worked out well for everybody. You got another ring. What's our contingency plan? Here's why Bill won't do it. I'm going to give you, what is this? I'm going to give you a couple of names here. Lamar, Patrick, Watson, Jimmy, Aaron, Breeze, Wentz, Cousins, Wilson. Those were all quarterbacks that were in the playoffs last year. Brady. Now, granted, you could throw in the Bills and Tennessee Titans with Josh Allen and Tannehill. You're not making the postseason with Dalton, Mariota, damn Stidham. So if you move on from Brady.
What is your problem with Stidham?
Hates him.
No, He's not the guy.
Tannehill was up 10 points on the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
He's not the guy. I'm telling you. And that's where it's all – it is going to come back to Kraft or Jonathan. It's going to come back to the Kraft family. You let Brady go. He is now in Team X getting ready to play in the postseason, and we are here watching a team that is trying to get their 8th win.
Well, they only have 29 days, so they better hurry.
Why haven't they offered a contract yet, Wiggy?
I bet they've talked about it. I don't know why they haven't offered yet. That to me is kind of a head scratcher. Maybe there's something there, and I believe there's something there on paper, and it's going to get done. And I've always said this before. He even becomes a free agent.
But according to Mike Giardi yesterday, nobody knows where Belichick stands on this. He hasn't even talked to Brady at all.
Yeah, but Brady also said with Scratchy that he has spoke to the Patriots.
To the Patriots.
The very terse, yep.
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 Well, hey, Tom.
Patriots is Belichick,
hey,
right?
Hey, Tom. Hello, David.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Good morning, everybody.
What's up,
hello.
David?
You know, to me, this is the greatest sports marketing ruse of all time. I mean, here we are providing a wealth of sports marketing and advertising for three of the most brilliant people there, Belichick, the Krafts, and Brady.
Yeah.
This deal was already done. And they're not going to announce anything until they've absolutely sucked all the attention of the country out to their issue.
Right.
And we're just having conversation.
Well, I see,
it's meaningless.
The deal is done. I see people say this on the social media.
I believe it.
Okay.
I believe there's something on paper.
There's something on paper.
There's a number.
Well, there you go, Wiggy.
There's a number on paper on how much we're willing to pay you.
I don't disagree with that because Tom has been extremely confident in it. Did you see his Instagram stories yesterday?
No, but something happened that needs to be analyzed.
Yes.
So he posted
a series of, first he's hawking t-shirts for TB12.
Yeah.
But then once we move past that, says, prove him wrong or prove him right. You think you've seen the best of me? Don't worry, I won't make you apologize. Season 21 countdown. I'm grateful for you doubting me, and I'm determined to prove you wrong again.
Right.
I mean,
you forgot Mofo.
Right, yes, Mofo. It was hashtag vote Wiggy Mofo. But he's talking about
the Patriots there.
Right.
He's talking about them doubting him. So what are you talking about?
I don't think he's talking about the Patriots doubting him. I think he thinks about other people doubting him either not retiring or staying with the team, like saying Brady's done, he's washed up, he's over the hill. I don't think that has to do with the Patriots. I think that has to do with quote unquote fans.
I think there's a number that they've handed to his agent and said, here's what we're willing to do for Tom.
All of a sudden, the guy goes from lead up to the Super Bowl, like, mum's the word, except for the Hulu screenshot. I don't want to talk about anything. And now he's constantly posting things that are reaffirming the fact that he's coming back.
Because he sees the Raiders are willing to offer him 2 years and $60 million.
I don't think so.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Chris?
And gals.
Hi.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to call in. You know, I'm a big Patriots fan, and Wiggy, I get where you're coming from. I'd love to see him come back. I just don't think he's deserving of a 2 year, $50 million contract. I mean, his lack of willingness to work with the young talent around him.
We lost you. But he's, I guess he was going to say that he's, you know, he doesn't go to OTAs. He doesn't work with the young guys. He's not the guy to bring back for 2 years.
If you're a Patriots fan and you're sitting there and you know that you potentially could see Brady playing elsewhere and you go, okay, what's our contingency plan? Who? Marcus Mariota, Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle. You don't sit there as a Pats fan or a season ticket holder and go, you know what? I'm not going to re-up my season tickets because I'm not going to watch a team that's going to be.
Unless you have complete and utter faith in Bill. And unless Bill believes that he can do a similar thing that he did with Tom Brady with Stidham or somebody else.
But I'm talking about fans, and I don't think fans believe that they could do that with Stidham. I don't think fans believe he could do that with anybody else. So the faith in Bill, yes, people believe Bill can win. But if you don't have a quarterback at a certain level, I think Jimmy Garoppolo was the guy that fans would have been fine with.
Yeah.
But next year, you come back and those are your choices. By week four, there ain't going to be no sellout. They'll be doing what the Red Sox are doing right now. That stadium is going to be half empty.
All right. Well, we got to get to what is trending.
Your source for off-season Patriots coverage. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Technology decisions are not black and white. Think red. Visit redriver.com to learn more. By the way, Giardi did talk about the Greenwich, Connecticut house.
Uh-huh.
Dale, I don't want to say he interrupted. You can listen for it yourself.
Okay. The most overplayed story of the offseason for me so far has been, does Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen own a house in Greenwich, Connecticut?
First of all, by the way, what a lead-in. The most overplayed story. A way to soft sell it. Okay, here you go.
Because frankly, unless there's an NFL team going to Greenwich, Connecticut, it's almost beside the point. Which side of that do they own a house in Greenwich are you on?
I reported that they do. I know you said that they don't. And I would agree with you. Well, no, and you know what's funny? And I think I said this, I don't even know who I was talking to the other day, but I was like, maybe it was actually Fourier. I said, it doesn't even matter. It really doesn't. They have real estate everywhere. Maybe they have a place in Vegas now. Who knows? We know they built a house in L.A. that they never lived in and flipped it for twice the price. Like, they're smart people. They got a ton of money. They can do what they want. And, you know, I think when push comes to shove, if they did have this house in Greenwich, which I reported, if they did and they decided to live there, that doesn't preclude Tom from being a Patriot.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's going against the high and mighty General Zod, who said you should follow the real estate.
Uh-huh. He said there was, Tommy Curran said there's no house in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Schefter, your guy, said follow the real estate.
Right.
Follow the real
estate. Jotty's saying there is a house, but don't really follow the real estate.
Any further confirmation or
I don't have any further information. Groups, no. I'm just going to wait and I'm going to let this play out.
Okay.
Let it play out, Ken.
Very interesting. Red Sox have signed another catcher, per reports. Chris Cotillo first in on this. Jonathan Lucroy, who was a two-time All-Star and was a catcher for the Brewers with Ron Renicki back in 2011 through 2014. So he'll be a third possibility minor league deal coming in. Brock Holt, though, going to be a Brewer, pending a physical. Ken Rosenthal reporting that. Bruins lost out on Tyler Toffoli, but they've got some time to add a piece for the trade deadline. They are in Edmonton tomorrow night. Celtics off until Friday. And, of course, the horrible crash from Ryan Newman. The good news, he's in stable condition at a nearby hospital at the final lap of the Daytona 500. It's the Greg E. Hill Show.
Well, looks like the first Astros fan lawsuit has been filed, Wiggy.
Oh, hooray.
Season ticket holder.
Mm-hmm.
Very upset. And wants a bag of cash from the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Does this surprise you? And do you think that there's any chance that this guy ends up prevailing here?
Bag of cash from the Astros or what it costs to take a family of four to a Sox game?
doesn't surprise me. I mean, there's a lawsuit every day about something new.
What's he suing for, though? What is he trying to say? What's the bag for?
Well, Curtis is trying to get the guy on the show.
Yeah, Adam Wallach from Humble, Texas. Mm-hmm. Interesting town name. And he is suing because of the damaged goods that he bought tickets for this season.
Diminished value, yeah. Wiggy. Oh.
Diminished value. I mean,
I want to sue the Red Sox for trading Mookie Betts.
I want to sue Entercom for keeping
you. So because the product's not very good, or was... So it would be a lot
of people... fraudulent.
So there'll be a lot of people suing Patriots next year for diminished value?
I don't know about that, but I do think that there's... I mean, if you're spending your good money on mm-hmm. season tickets,
right,
and you were celebrating your championship last mm-hmm. year, and then you determined that it was all fraudulent,
mm-hmm.
maybe you're entitled to some money back.
Yeah, people are suing Entercom for keeping mud on at night.
This is Sean. Hello, Sean.
Yeah. Hey. Good morning, guys.
What's up, Sean?
Hello, Sean.
Hey. So I've been hearing you guys. Everybody keeps talking about money and. For me, you know, it's not the money, and everybody is starting to forget how competitive Tom Brady is. It's about his competitive nature. And so I've been a Pats fan for about 20 years, obviously, and or more, actually, but I've been following Brady for 20 years now, and the one thing that's changed for me that I started hearing recently over the past few years, people have started to talk about, is it Belichick or Brady? You know, are the Patriots more successful because of Belichick or Brady? So my thing is, Tom's going to leave the Patriots because he doesn't want to regret not leaving the Patriots. He wants to win a championship for another team. He thinks he can play at the high level still, and he wants to do nothing better than to go somewhere else and put everything else to bed and win a championship with another team. That's my take on it.
Okay, we've discussed this particular portion of this discussion countless times. Do you think Bill feels the same way?
Absolutely.
Wiggy says that's not true.
Yeah, well, if you win a championship, does it matter whether you're together or not, right? I mean, are you really thinking, you think Tom's going, okay, I want to just go somewhere else just to prove that I can win a championship without Bill. So that's why he's leaving. I don't buy that. I think...
And you don't and you don't buy it from the Belichick perspective either.
No, I think from the Belichick perspective, he probably thinks, all right, before I had Tom, I didn't win. When Tom was hurt, I didn't win. When Tom leaves, can I really win? I mean, that's what he's got
to
be thinking.
So your approach has to be that that's the only veteran player that Bill feels that way about, because he's had no issues parting with veteran players,
right,
from a salary perspective in the past.
Yeah, but those are certain plays. It's the same way if you were to ask Bill about Lawrence Taylor. You think he would look at Lawrence Taylor the same way he looked at every other player he's coached in his career?
No.
No, and he probably looks at Brady the same way. There are just certain players when you look at, and Brady's in that category, when Bill looks at him, I think he knows, he goes, listen, I'm a great coach, but I know I have a great quarterback.
And your real belief is that they already have some sort of a number.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a number. Yeah, I think there's definitely a number that the Patriots...
Belichick just doesn't know about it?
No, I believe Bill knows about it.
So Giardi's wrong.
I believe they've already... Have I heard from Brady, and he said he's met with the Patriots.
Said he spoke, and it was a one-word answer to a Jim Gray question. It did not lead me to believe that they were having these lengthy conversations.
He said he didn't want to get into it. Mm. That's the reason why it was a one-word answer.
Right.
He wasn't getting into it, but he said, yes, we've talked, or we've met, whatever, however you want to enter. I can't remember what exactly the wording he uses.
Do you think he physically has met with Robert Kraft?
I don't know if he's physically met, but we know that they have talked, right? Whether I meet with you in person or we talk on the phone.
There's been a discussion.
There's been a discussion there, and that's what I think.
Between him and Robert Kraft or between his agent?
I think the three of them, Bill, Tom, and Robert.
What, they went on, like, free conference call America or something? Maybe. Like the dial-in number for
it? Yeah, you could do it now. You could just go on Zoom, and you could have, like, you know, or you could FaceTime each other.
Have you spoken with him?
Yeah, I have.
You've spoken with the Patriots?
Yep.
Yep.
I'm not going to elaborate much more than that, but yes, I have. I think that's a pretty normal thing for me. So, these are people that have been a part of my life for a very long time.
These are people. People. So that means people, Danielle, you're the English major in here, right? Mm-hmm. Explain people's multiple, right?
Yep.
Right? So he's met with somebody. And when you think of people that have been in his life, you think of Belichick and you think of Kraft. So why would I think otherwise when this is coming from Tom's mouth?
Yeah. This is Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up?
So I work in a restaurant in downtown Boston, actually, seen you and talked to you quite a few times, Greg. And
I do like to eat out.
Yes, you do. So there's
confirmed.
Over the weekend, I had a guest at one of my tables who is from Greenwich, Connecticut, and he's a real estate broker.
Yes.
And there is an offer in on a house for the Bradys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing their due diligence, all their inspections and whatnot. So they expect to close in about 60 days on it.
That's what the broker said?
Yes.
And does that broker represent the seller, or it's just what?
His firm is involved in the sale.
Okay, his firm is involved.
So he's plugged in.
He's plugged in now.
Any contingencies?
Yes.
And they're talking about ways to get to Foxborough from there. Whether it be helicopter or rapid transit. He was very interested in all of these things.
Rapid transit.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Excellent.
I just had the governor in there.
State of Connecticut.
We're talking about the Acela.
Ah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the governors, you got Connecticut, got Massachusetts, Rhode Island, so maybe you have all three governors and say, hey, what's the easiest way to make Brady's commute? Maybe
they don't have a house in Connecticut.
Maybe the governor of Connecticut could create some kind of a rapid transit line that goes right to Greenwich, Connecticut, that gets Tom Brady up to Foxborough in an hour and 20 minutes.
Right. Well, they have a commuter rail station at Foxborough, so that could definitely be done. That's another person that has co-signed your initial report.
Yes.
If I'm kind of like looking at this and going, all right, who's winning this battle?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, because I haven't heard anybody, the only person I heard co-sign Tommy Kern was Dale, and that's it.
Yeah.
Right. And Dale said that Gronk was coming back.
Right. And so
I have been told the same thing Kern has been told.
And I don't know if you necessarily want him as a co-signer. Because of the Gronk thing.
Greg Camillo, our friend, the selectman from Greenwich, has got to be in studio to announce this tomorrow.
I mean, Dale just basically was peeing all over my report there when he's talking to Tom. What did he say? It's the most overblown story in sports?
The most overplayed story of the offseason for me so far has been, does Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen own a house in Greenwich, Connecticut?
For me, it's the Bruins and Andrew Raycroft on the air.
But think about that. Think about how many you had. This is a caller here that somehow is connected with the real estate.
Uh-huh.
You had the guy who saw him by, you know, at the Bentley dealership.
Right.
There was the other caller that
saw him at the coffee shop.
At the coffee shop.
Uh-huh.
You had Mike Giotti who said, yep, there is. You had Ian Rappaport. And, let me take him off the table because I don't know if you really want him as a goal. Rodney Harrison, who said there's a house.
Yeah.
You had the McCourty brothers talking about a pizza party that he potentially could be having.
I know.
I mean.
Burped into the ether.
Yeah.
Sounds like if this is a rap battle, you're crushing Tom and Dale.
I feel like out of all these scoops that have been floating around here, this could be the only one that ends up being proven to be correct.
The lodge, the foundation of the lodge is crumbling underneath this Greenwich House report.
Because I haven't heard, like I said, besides Dale, have you heard one other co-signer to the Tommy Curran that there's no house in Connecticut?
No.
None.
I haven't.
And Tom Curran in studio at noon today, so I hope they put his feet to the fire on this one.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. All right.
Or the cryo.
We will get to the crossover coming up next. Richest Choice? I think it was. Is that your choice?
Yeah, I get to pick the songs now when I come in, my own walk-in theme. Kind of, yeah, I like it.
It's kind of a midday easy listening vibe.
That's what we're going for.
You know, you're on. You're probably on in a lot of offices. Maybe
I would hope so. Maybe like lunch breaks.
A dentist's office or
a dentist's office.
A veterinarian or something.
Whatever it happens I like to be. Any place of it. Local business. We support local business.
Yes, of course.
Was it like the Bee Gees or something? It sounds, you know, a little Marvin Gaye there.
Is that the Atlanta Rhythm section? Who is that?
It's Boz Scaggs.
Boz Scaggs.
Yeah, hello.
Boz Scaggs.
The great Boz Scaggs.
He's still looks great and performs great. I saw him a couple of years ago. He sounds incredible.
Really? I thought she was pointing to you for a minute.
No.
Rich, I mean, performs okay. He looks great.
What do you mean?
Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
He looks fantastic.
He must be from Ireland because, looks.
There's some Irish blood in here.
Yeah, we know that the Irish are the ugliest ones.
Well, what are you going to do? You can't have everything.
No, that's
what beautifulpeople.com says. Them and the German women.
Is that what it said? Irish is the worst looking people?
Yeah, Irish guys. Ugliest.
Come on.
That's what it's. Listen, talk to Danielle. Yep. She's the one.
That hurts.
Yeah.
They're not all Irish.
This is what beautiful people say.
Terrible.
So what's going on?
Well, we are 1 month from NFL free agency. There's only 1 month left. Are you going to be sad when this
is over?
I'm
going to be so sad.
Are you going to be so sad we're not going to be able to talk about this?
We can't talk about Tom Brady any longer.
So many fresh new updates.
I know. Well, what do you make of any of these reports, if anything, over the weekend? I mean, is the Raiders
I believe that. I 100% believe that.
You believe that?
Because I don't feel like Larry Fitzgerald Sr. is dying to get on the Scoops leaderboard. Something tells me he's actually just going to tell you what's really going on out there. So I believe that one. And I think because there are so many teams involved, they know if they want a serious offer, it's going to have to be for 2 years and in that $30 million range.
Yeah.
So I bet a bunch of offers come in like that. Of course, the question is, does the Patriots?
Yeah.
Where's their offer?
One.
You don't think they might?
Probably one.
There's already an offer, which I believe, out there.
You don't think they already have a deal together, and this is just to get everybody talking about that?
that's what it is. And it's a good fodder. I think they're having a great time. Both sides are enjoying this process very much. No. And maybe everybody keeps saying we're going to learn more by the combine because there's going to be more conversations, and that starts Sunday or Monday?
The 27th.
Yeah, so I think everybody gets there on Sunday, then all the stuff begins. So maybe next week we will have some updates.
Friday, we should have some good juice.
I think so.
Some real
I like
juice.
It, though. I mean, it's everybody because nobody's right or wrong.
Nobody knows anything.
So you're just trying to gather
little
clues.
Well, we do know he has a house in Connecticut.
I don't know if we know that he has a... I mean, Dale is pretty firmly convinced that he doesn't have a house in Connecticut.
I think there's a house in Connecticut.
Where do you stand on that whole thing?
Yeah, house.
Your team,
house.
You hear how many co-signers he has?
He's got a bunch.
He's got a bunch on his side.
I got another one right now, Daryl from Cambridge. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Oh, nothing much, man. So just wanted to give some information, man. A couple of months ago, I was in Greenwich, Connecticut with a ex-Patriots player, which name I won't name at this time, but a resident out there came and said... did you guys know that Tom Brady bought Ron Howard's house?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow. We were shocked.
Director?
Is that something you guys have heard?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know I don't know how current that is, though, because the big story about Ron's house when it sold was in 2014. Did he buy another Greenwich house?
Maybe.
I
mean, I'm trying to do the backstory on this.
Maybe he bought another house and said, you know what, it's time for me to re-up and buy another one in Greenwich. Mm-hmm. Clearly he likes Greenwich.
Maybe he wants a summer and a winter house in Greenwich.
Wow.
It's possible.
What do you think of Bryce Dallas Howard as an actress?
I didn't realize that was his daughter until literally just now.
What was she in?
She wore high heels in Jurassic World the whole time. She ran the whole time in high heels, and it drove me nuts.
That's who that is.
Yeah. She was in the Village. Actress. She was in The Village as well.
Oh, okay. Yes.
With the Shyamalan twist.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Come to find out, The Village was just outside of a highway.
Yeah. You know what I watched last night, which wasn't bad? The Great Liar, I think it's called, with Helen Mirren.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the movie.
I haven't seen that.
21 Bridges is good.
Is it?
Yeah, you want a good movie?
Chadwick Boseman.
It's a good movie.
He screwed Aaron Gordon in the dunk contest.
Yeah, he did.
Black Panther's got to figure out his scores.
Yeah. And the McMillions documentary is getting really, really good.
I've seen only the first two episodes. Is the third one already out?
It aired last night.
Okay. The second one I liked a lot more. It really got, once they got the mob involved and like those characters.
Uncle Jerry?
Oh my God. That one is really, and that lady. That was like in the red, like
the
did her hair.
The wife. The mob wife.
When they were like, what happened to so-and-so? She goes, oh, we don't talk about that.
lots of things that you don't talk about.
Yeah, it was incredible. Yeah, that's a good, I like that series a lot.
I know, I didn't even realize that the mob was involved in
it. They were very much involved.
She said it was like the three most successful mob money makers ever. It was one of the three most successful ever.
Yeah.
What were the other two? She said,
was
like,
one of them the one from Goodfellas when they took over that thing? Remember, like, in that story? I think one of them
like
was that.
Like the airport.
Yeah, that whole thing. They took over a ton, and there was.
The second one was trash. I can't remember what the other one was. But
I forget, too. I think they've all had movies about them, you know, the ones that they were. And then, that was the third one. I mean,
it's really good.
And these
buffoons that are sitting down and doing everything on camera, talking about how they're trying to make up. That one guy was sweating his ass off trying to make up his story about
I had my People magazine, and it went into the ocean. And
the second guy.
Oh,
though.
The other guy.
The guy from New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was great.
He couldn't even remember. He's
he had no idea.
I think I got the.
Can I start over?
I got fries or something. I don't remember what happened.
You got to figure out your story, guys.
Start over.
You just won $1 million. You don't remember how you won $1 million?
It's really, really good. You got to watch it, Wiggy. It's on HBO.
It is good. I've seen it.
It's
good
really
mom
good.
Movie. You want to check out The Vault. It's called Vault. With Chaz Palminteri and Don Johnson. It's about Raymond Patriaca and that whole, I think they had like this huge robbery where they stole from the mob in Rhode Island. Very good movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
All right. So,
Tommy Kern will be in studio noon to one today.
Okay.
Noon to one.
Wow.
I like that.
Greg has a lunch. He's an appointment.
That's my guy, Tommy Kern.
Come back. That would be great radio.
Yeah.
If Greg could come back and it'd be. No?
I got things to do today.
Well, he might. Let's tease that. He might. Greg might be back.
I'm just putting my program director hat on. You shoot down an idea before I can even get it out. I thought it would be pretty good to have Greg.
Greg did his 4 hours today. He did his 4 hours.
So in the program director hat hierarchy, I just want to make sure we know the establishment here. It's upstairs Joe, Wiggy, downstairs Joe.
Right. Yeah. Or maybe it's
I don't know where.
Who knows? All right. Thank you very much for listening. Dale and Keefe is next, and we'll be back tomorrow morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.